My Friend Irma. Created by Cy Howard, transcribed from Hollywood, and starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
Into each life, a little rain must fall. Well, my name is Jane Stacy, and I live with Irma Peterson, the Niagara Falls of my life. Irma?
Yeah?
Where's that rug I brought home yesterday for the hallway?
I threw it out.
You threw it out? Why?
Well, Jane, no matter how tough things ever get with us, we're never going to keep stolen merchandise.
Oh, this is what I get for telling her it was a hooked rug.
Now, look, Irma. I'll get it. Hello? Yes, this is Irma Peterson. Who's calling? The New York Secretarial Club? What? You're sending over a group of members to see me? Well, I'm all unnerved. Goodbye.
Irma, why did you hang up like that?
Well, how do you like that darn club of mine? Just because I'm behind 1 month of my dues, they're sending a delegation to see me. Well, I won't let them in.
Temper, temper, temper. Remember what I said. When you feel yourself getting angry, count to 10.
Oh, that's no good. I never know what comes after 7. It makes me real mad then. See, you remember my own club, of which I have been a member for 3 years, through snow and rain and heat and gloom of night, and I allowed nothing to stop me from the swift completion of my appointed round.
Oh, the mail is going to be late tonight. Irma, are you sure that they said they were coming over to collect the dues?
No, but that's just their sneaky way of doing things. Oh, it burns me up. Do you know, Jane, I never missed a meeting. The things I've done for that club. Wearing my fingers to the bone, knitting woolen socks for members whose husbands were overseas. You know, are not ordinary socks. Good socks. You know, gargoyles.
Argyles. You know, Irma, I saw those socks you knitted. Maybe that's why the girls are angry with you. Each one had 6 toes.
Well, Jane, a soldier has to have a place to carry his money. Hey, yeah, and how about the charity work I've done for them? You know, last Thanksgiving, when they wanted to give turkeys away to poor families, I donated 12.
Irma, hand me out a dozen eggs to club members and asking them to sit on them until they hatch. It's not my idea.
Look, Jane, you know, I never let them down. I've sold chances. Well, even last month, I paid $2 for a raffle ticket. Did I hesitate? No. I'm always doing things for that club. Every time they need me, I'm the Johnny that puts them on the spot.
Well, maybe they just feel that members should pay their dues promptly, that's all.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I paid my dues for the last time. When those girls get here, I'm going to hand them my letter of resignation. Jane, will you write it for me?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll dictate, please, Jane.
Oh, Irma, I think you're just... Oh, all right, if you insist. Okay, make it short. Huh?
Okay. To the New York Secretarial Club. Dear girls. No, cross that out. It's too friendly.
All right, it's crossed.
Make it gentlemen.
Gentlemen?
I, Irma Peterson, do hereby offer my tender resignation from the...
No, Cookie. I tender my resignation.
Good for you, Jane. We'll both quit.
I didn't say anything. Oh, never mind. Okay, never mind.
Please continue, Jane.
The pencil keeps cringing, but I'll try. Go ahead.
The reasons I am resigning from the club are... 1, I've always been suspicious of our treasurer. Every time we pay dues, she buys a new hat. 2, when I entered the pie-baking contest... Not only didn't I get a prize, but the 3 judges sent me their doctor's bills.
Well, you're lucky it wasn't funeral expenses. Imagine baking chiffon pie with chiffon.
They wanted the original recipes.
This must be the postal inspector. I'll get it.
Oh, hello, Jane. Is Irma here?
Well, hello, Scarlet Shook. Yeah, she's here. Come on in.
Thank you, Jane. You know Violet Murphy and Lorelei Schmierbaum?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, how are you, girls?
Hi.
Good, fine.
Oh, there you are, Irma. Irma?
She's not talking.
What's the matter, dearie? You got a cold?
Jane, please tell them I'm out.
All righty. Where shall I say you've gone?
Just tell them I am not here.
We know that, Irma, but we like you for what you are.
Up now. It's too late to lock the barn door after the horse is gone, and I'm not going back in.
What's the matter, Irma? Why are you staring like that? Don't you recognize it? You have magnesia or something? I think she's popped a cork.
I think you're right, girls. Irma has flipped her lid.
Jane! Give them the letter I dictated.
Okay, if you insist.
Well, I don't know what this letter is all about, but from the way Irma is acting, maybe we ought to hold another drawing and give the prize to somebody else. She ain't all here.
Prize?
Yeah.
What prize?
Hold it, girls. I think the ghost of Irma is rejoining you.
I want a prize? The raffle, honey. An all-expense-paid trip to England.
What?
We had the drawing last night at a special meeting, and Irma's ticket was picked. That's why we came over, to give her the prize money.
Irma, isn't this just wonderful? Imagine you of all the secretaries in New York.
Oh, gee, you're lucky, Irma.
Well, Irma, say something.
Give me back the letter.
Check for all your expenses.
Well, let me see. Oh, my gosh, $20.
Irma, that's $2,000.
Oh, all those nothings confuse me.
You were always confused by nothing.
Cookie, $2,000.
Oh, Jamie, I'm so happy I could cry.
Well, we couldn't be happier if it were happening to us. Right, girls?
Yeah.
Fun. And remember, when you get back, you'll be expected to give a speech at the club.
Oh, I will, and to make sure nothing gets bawdy, when I get to London, I'll hire an interpreter.
Goodbye, Irma. Bon voyage.
Oh, Jane, I can't believe it!
Just imagine, pretty soon you'll be seeing England, the Thames, Piccadilly Circus. Oh, gee, sweetie, I can't help but envy you.
Well, you could do the same thing if you saved your money.
What are you talking about? Saving money? You bought a raffle ticket.
Well, how do you think I got the $2? I saved it.
Oh. Come in.
It's only me, if you don't mind, Maestro Wunderkind. Hello, girls. Herman, darling, what's the matter? You got a Charlie horse? Why are you doing the knee bend?
That's supposed to be a curtsy. Irma just won an all-expense-paid trip to England.
No fooling. Oh, that's marvelous, Irma, darling. I'm very happy for you.
Oh, thank you, Maestro. I still can't believe it's true.
England. I spent 3 years in London, you know.
Is that so?
Yeah, yeah. Every morning I would look out of my window and see Big Ben.
Well, he better not go looking through my window or there'll be trouble.
Is a clock. Maestro, I'm a little worried about her going over there by herself.
No. What's to worry about? If she ever gets lost, she can ask a bobby.
A bobby?
Yeah, that's what they call a policeman over there.
Oh. Well, since I'm a visitor, I'll be more formal. I'll ask for Robert.
Oh, I got a feeling those English people don't know what a real fog is yet.
Oh, no, don't worry about me, Jane. I guarantee I'll know my way around as soon as I learn the language.
Why did you go away and leave me in Big Mama? For another left me alone and sore.
can't keep moving.
Anybody home? Come on in, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Hello, girls.
Hello, maestro.
Greetings.
Well, Mrs. O'Reilly, look at your hair. The new upsweep. You like it?
Well, I think it's very becoming.
Oh, so do I, because she looks like something that should be swept up.
And nobody asked you. Well, what's new, girl?
What's new? Mrs. O'Reilly, this will floor you. Irma has won a free trip.
Glory be.
Oh, that's right. I bought the winning ticket in the raffle our club held.
Well, how do you like that? All my life I've been buying raffle tickets, and all I won were three facial treatments at Sally's Beauty Saloon.
I'd hate to see what the loser got.
If you don't keep still, I'll give you a facial treatment that plastic surgery won't cure. Darling, I can't tell you how excited I am for you. You know, I spend most of my girlhood in London. Many's the kiss that was stolen in the fog.
Really, Mrs. O'Reilly?
Yes, when I was 18, I used to have a rendezvous with a handsome palace guard almost every night on one of the bridges that crossed the River Thames.
Yeah, that's when they wrote that famous song, London Bridge is Falling Down.
That's the last straw. Get out of the way, girl.
No, take it easy, Mrs. O'Reilly. You wouldn't hit a man with glasses, would you?
Then take them off.
I can't do for two reasons. For two reasons. One, you would hit me. Number two, if I took off my glasses, you might look attractive to me.
You don't quarrel. I'm the happiest day of my life. I've got so much to think of and so much to do.
Incidentally, Cookie, what are you going to tell your boss, Mr. Clyde?
Oh, don't worry about him. I can take care of Mr. Clyde.
Sure?
Sure, he'll do anything for me. Doesn't he send me a wire on my birthday every year?
Yeah, I know him, with a note attached to it asking you to hang yourself with it.
Oh, Mr. Clyde! Mr. Clyde!
Yes, Miss Peterson?
I'm leaving the country.
What did Al do?
No, I want a free trip.
When are you leaving?
Right away.
No, you're not. You're not going till you apologize, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown?
Yes, Mr. Brown, that letter I dictated to you last week.
Yes?
He's suing me.
Well, why?
I told you to write that Mrs. Brown had complained that there were leaks in the plumbing and that the head of the hot water boiler had spouted steam, causing rust to form on all the pipes. I did not say that there was a leak in Mrs. Brown's head and she was steamed up because Mr. Brown's pipes were all rusty. Now, get on that phone.
Hi, Mr. Clyde. Well, I tell Mr. Brown.
You tell him that through a stupid mistake of yours, you got the details of the plumbing confused and you meant nothing against his wife, one of the loveliest women a man can marry.
All right.
Tell it to him.
Okay, hello?
Go on.
Hello, Mr. Brown. This is Miss Peterson. Yeah, Mr. Clyde's secretary. I know it's a lovely mistake, but you must not let the plumbing confuse you just because you were stupid enough to marry Mrs. Brown.
Give me that. Hello. Hello, Brown. I'll call you later. Please understand. Miss Peterson, get out of here.
Oh, it's so nice to have your blessing. I'll just be trying to get my shot.
Then, by all means, go, and you can tell the people who give you the shots that I'd be honored if they'd use my gun. Now get out of here.
Is that you, Cookie?
Jane, what an experience I just had. You know, if I wasn't so bright, someone could have taken advantage of me.
What do you mean?
Well, they use different money, you know, in England than we do here.
Yes, I know.
So, when I was at the bank, I asked them to change my $2,000 for English money. They said they would give me 800 pounds.
Well, what did you do?
Well, they couldn't fool me. I put it on the scale. 800 pounds? Hardly weighed 4 ounces.
Irma, I think the time has come for a conference, honey. I don't think you should try and tackle this trip alone.
Why not?
Well, there's so many things to do and so many things to buy. You're going to get taken.
Honestly,
Really, Jane, how can you say this? I happen to be a very clever shopper.
Oh, sure, like that lace tablecloth you bought last week. Genuine imported army surplus mosquito netting.
Well, the man showed me the label. It said, unusual Damascus.
Unusual Damascus?
Yes.
It said, unusable, damaged. Yeah, one little mistake. What happened last month when I sent you out to buy a lazy Susan? What did you come back with?
A manhole cover on the stick.
See what I mean? Come in.
Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, chicken.
Hello, Al, honey.
Hey, what they told me. Did you really win the raffle?
Yes, Al, it's true. I got a check for $2,000 for a trip to London.
You're not going, of course.
Well, sure I'm going, Al. I'm supposed to. That's what the prize is for.
Well, forget it, chicken. Who's going to know? That two G's makes a great beginning for our coming nuptial.
Oh, please, Al. It's not too polite to talk about those things until after we're married.
Besides, chicken, I don't like the idea of your wandering around a foreign country. I'm a little suspicious of them English guys who drink tea in the afternoon.
About, Al?
Well, every time they see a dame, they say, pip, pip. What business is it of theirs if you're a pip?
But Al, what's that got to do with me?
I don't think you'll fit in over there.
Well, why, Al?
Why, you're afraid of an ordinary housefly. How are you going to get along with people who play with crickets all day? And suppose they ask you to go ride the hounds.
Well, I've never been on a dog, but there's a first time for everything.
Oh, chicken. You don't get on the dog. You get on the fox and you chase the dog. That's known as chutney.
Oh, mother. Al, I don't think it's your business to stand here and discourage Irma. She's won a prize. It comes once in a lifetime. And I want her to have fun. It's just that I don't want her to handle all the details herself.
Well, there you're right, Jane. Now, chicken, how do you plan to go? Boat or plane?
Well, I think a ship is safer. A plane could fall.
Yeah?
See, on the other hand, a plane could fall on the ship. I think I'll take a train.
See? And she wants to handle all the details herself.
This is my trip, and I'm going to handle it my way. Now, first of all, what's the temperature over there?
Well, chicken, it might be a little cool in the evening.
Oh, well, then I'll buy one of those hot water bottles they use over there. You know, the ones with the tube sticking out?
That's a bagpipe. Play it. You don't sleep on it.
Oh. Well, I'm just feeling my way, you see. Now, don't you worry, Jane. When I come back from my shopping trip, everything will be under control.
Irma, honey, now look, I beg you. Honey, I beg you, don't look for bargains. Don't buy anything secondhand. Make sure everything is new. Go on the newest boat, stop at the newest hotel, wear the newest clothes.
Oh, I won't forget, Jane. Everything new. Well, I may even come back with something that isn't even out yet. Hello.
What can I do for you, miss?
Well, what's new?
I beg your pardon?
That's all I can buy. What's new?
Madam, I haven't got all day. Are you interested in some luggage?
Well, what's this bag over here?
Well, now, that's genuine snakeskin.
Old snakes or new?
We don't know. When we caught them, they didn't have their birth certificate.
Well, now, I can't take any chances. You see,
Yes, miss.
Well, I'm going to take a trip, and I'd like to get my shots.
Shots? Now, what sort of preventive shots did you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. What's the newest diseases?
Beg your pardon?
Well, my roommate said I didn't know how to shop and that I should only get the newest things, you know. But first of all, I better get a shot for rabies.
Rabies?
Well, yes, I'm going to London, and I heard that song, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, and I don't know which I'm going out with.
Irma, come on, honey. You better hurry. You've got to get to the airport.
Oh, don't worry, Jane. I'm all packed.
Oh, sweetie, I'm going to miss you terribly. But you have the most wonderful time in the world.
Oh, I will, Jane. Aren't you proud that I took care of all the arrangements myself?
Yes. I must say you amazed me.
Thanks.
Here, honey, here's a little... It's nothing. It's just a farewell gift for you.
Oh, it's a lavalier.
No, it's a tag. If you get lost, they'll mail you back to me.
And here's something from me, Irma.
Who mailed it?
Oh, just a little cake that says Bon Voyage.
Oh, thank you.
Throw it away, Irma, at once.
Oh, why?
They'll think you went to Ireland and broke off a piece of the Blarney Stone.
Y'all so much.
Yeah, but you'll tell us all about it later when we see you off the airport, huh?
No, Jane. I want to say goodbye here. I've handled everything so far. I want to feel that I'm a little baby that can't be trusted to get on the right plane.
Yeah, but Irma,
everybody kiss me goodbye. Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Cookie.
And now, Irma, darling, let me kiss you goodbye. Mrs. O'Reilly, don't you dare stand in front of her.
Oh, I lost my head for a minute. Goodbye, Maestro. And you, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Goodbye, dear. Now you got me crying. And my mascara's running.
Tell it to run after your eyelashes. They just fell off.
And you, Al.
My chickie.
My Wiki.
Chicky Wiki. That reminds me, here's some Dramamine in case you get air sicky.
Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, honey. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Irma's been gone 2 days now. She's probably over in London. You know, she surprised me, took care of all the arrangements herself. I'm sure the very first thing she did was to go to Buckingham Palace to watch the changing of the guards. I'm sure she tried to time it so she got there before the prices changed. Hello?
Hello, is that you, Jane?
Irma! Is this an overseas call?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, remember when I went shopping, you told me to get everything new?
Yes.
Well, when I bought my ticket at the airport, the fellow asked if I was going to marry old England.
Yes.
So I said, I don't want anything old. I'm a good shopper. I want new England.
My friend Irma came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.